She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
I gotta work on my blood pressure.
I know, you really do. God bless you, Meech.
Yeah, hit the cough button.
Meechie almost fell. Are you okay? That's a really, like, strong sneeze right there. Is your jacket okay? Because you got that new jacket on. I didn't want boogies on it. That's nasty. Yo, he was on the couch last night, me and Max, watching Christmas movies. He's like, I got to go wash my hands.
Would you watch an Elf?
Yes, we're watching Elf, actually.
Okay.
But anyway, he goes, I got to wash my hands. I go, why? He goes, because I just picked my nose. I was like, okay.
I would have wiped it on my shirt, kept the movie. You're at home. Come on, now you're at home.
All right, so what you got there, J-Rick? By the way, welcome back to work.
All right.
Went back to on a little bender. I know. Yeah, okay.
Bending again starting on Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got the top Google searches in 2018 for celebrities.
Good.
This is not in any order, Jenny, but Meghan Markle, she's on the list for marrying Prince Harry, getting into the royal family.
Okay.
Demi Lovato's in there for overdosing in this past July. She had the overdose. Okay. We covered that a lot.
Yeah.
Mac Miller's in there for his death, also his breakup with Ariana Grande.
Mm.
And Pete Davidson is in one of the top celebrity Google searches for being with Ariana Grande.
Okay, yeah.
Tristan Thompson's up there for cheating on his pregnant wife, Khloe Kardashian.
Mm.
And Roseanne Barr is up there for bringing her show back and losing her show on ABC.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I got Cardi B. She was up there. She had a crazy year. Of course, she got pregnant. She had a beef with Nicki, and she also just announced her divorce with Offset. So,
all right.
These are some of the top Google searches for this year.
Okay, well, we got to check it out. Hot937.com. Yeah. Ciara wants a judge to force her ex-fiancé, Future Hendrix, to intermediation so they can work out a travel schedule for their 4-year-old son, Future Zaire Wilburn.
What's going on now?
She is, I guess, frustrated over their travel arrangements for their son.
What happened?
Well, you know, they split up back in 2014 before Zaire was born in May. And I guess, you know, she and Future have never been able to see eye to eye on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
According to a source, they said that they have frequently clashed over travel arrangements for their son who has health issues. I didn't know that.
Me neither.
And that, I guess, she's aggravated by the cross-country travel that's happening. She lives in Seattle.
Yeah.
You know,
her husband plays for the Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
Yes. And she claims in court documents that Future, who lives in Atlanta, to miss too many scheduled visitations with his son, only keeping 37% of appointments.
Mm.
She also is claiming that whenever Zaire accompanies his father to Georgia, the boy spends more time with his relatives than him.
That's not a surprise.
I be hearing that a lot. You know what? I be hearing that a lot.
That's what people
from my friends, like, they'll say, like, oh, he went with his dad, and he ended up spending the whole weekend with his dad's aunt.
Yeah, because what happens
is, why aren't you spending time with your child? Put some time aside to spend with your child.
Especially if he's not healthy like that. You want to be around and spend the most time you can, but that's what people do. Like, if I had a kid, I would pick the kid up, and if my mom lived in the state, I would drop her off or him at my mom's crib and so I can run around and
That's what you would do?
That's what ignorant people
do. I thought you was going to say, like...
Nah, that's what ignorant people
something
do. Like celebrities, why would I watch my child when someone else can?
But this is the thing, Jay, okay?
What's the thing?
When you have a son, you're supposed to be shaping your son into becoming a good man. That is a father's job, to spend time with their son and to make them a good man.
My son got to have time and have a relationship with his grandmother, too.
Okay, whatever. That's when you go over there for 10 minutes, be like, oh, that was grandma. Okay, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, but this story right here, that's more so on Future. He needs to be a father to his child and, like, step up, man.
Well,
you
she
ain't
said,
right now.
She said she really even gets to FaceTime with her kid because the older folks that are watching the baby,
they don't know how to do that.
They don't know how to FaceTime.
Mm.
So now you're handing off your child. The child's in another state. You can't even see your child face to face to make sure that the baby's okay.
Mm.
So anyway, she is saying that he is always touring to try to earn money to pay for his baby's moms and all these new babies. Future is reportedly expecting a 6th and 7th child with 2 more women.
I got to hang out with Future. I tell you.
You don't want all them kids, trust me. Here's the latest weather brought to you by your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealers. Tonight, clear and 21. Tomorrow, cloudy and 33. Friday, cloudy and 44. It's mostly sunny and 39 degrees in Hartford. It's Hot 937.
Yes, that most wonderful time of the year.